This is Anne-Marie Panaringhan, the Voice of OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at voiceofoc.org. When I want the best in food and entertainment news, outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Picking up our conversation with the co-founder of the Green Bar Distillery in downtown L.A., that being Liddy Matthew. Liddy, thanks for hanging in there and welcome back.
Hey, it's been great.
Well, and more to come, hopefully. Liddy, you were talking about, in terms of the canned cocktails, before we specifically get into the non-alcoholic series, that you have some of your conventional cocktails, meaning fully leaded, that are in cans. What is available right now, just to bring our listeners up to date? Because, as you were saying, convenience is everything.
Right. Okay, so, we have the hibiscus, which is very similar to it's a California craft take on the Italian spritz, like the Aperol spritz, but it's not as bitter. So we've got the hibiscus spritz at 6% alcohol. It is great for a day like this when it's hot outside. and then we've got our highballs. So we've got a whiskey soda, and it's made with our very own whiskey that, you know, it's been maturing now, like I think it's 4 years now. It's really, really delicious. So that's turned into a whiskey soda. A rum and cola, and we make the rums are all made in-house, and the cola, too. So it's a really lovely profile. And then we've got a gin and tonic. So the tonic is made in-house, and the gin is our City Blight gin. And that's got an interesting story. How that gin started out was as a it was our love letter to the foods of Los Angeles. So all the great restaurants we've eaten in, you know, like our favorite Thai restaurant, Indian, Middle Eastern, all of those influences, Chinese, all of that came together with the spices and the flavoring into a gin. So it's LA's gin when I think about it. You know, it's how we see our city. But that got into that. That's what we made into our gin and tonic. So those were the regular ones that are out there right now.
Right. And, you know, Liddy, what I love is, you know, you always go the extra mile in putting these formulations together. Now, that's a good transition, because I think the first thing that went into cans in terms of the non-alcoholics was the Green Bar bitters and soda line. So let's go through those one by one, talk about what they are, and talk a little bit about the flavor profile.
Sure. So there are three bitters and soda. So for people who are just wondering what the heck bitters are like salt and pepper for your cocktail. They just add a lot of depth to drinks, and it's a good way of finishing it off. So that's, you know, and there's some, you know, big brands, and now there's a lot of bitters to choose from. And we make three, two now. It's the lavender and the apple, and they're pretty widely available, and it's like behind, you know, it's a cult bar item. You'll see it behind a lot of bars. A lot of bars at restaurants, I should say. So we thought, okay, we're gonna try our hand at making these bitters and sodas easy to drink, because they're a little bit bitter, they have a complex nature already. So we have a lavender bitters and soda that is super popular, and it's based on the lavender bitters. And we also make a burnt orange bitters and soda. And the burnt orange is really just a tiny bit of smoked tea in there. And so it just gives it this complex flavor. Like if you were going to think about having like maybe a whiskey drink, but you're like, I'm not going to have any more alcohol, bitters and soda is a nice one to have. And the third is Earl Grey bitters and soda. And, you know, it's just that for those of you who like that flavor profile of Earl Grey tea, it's that type of flavor, and it's in a bubbly drink. So it's not that there's no alcohol in it. It's just got a tiny bit from the bitters, because that's how, just like vanilla essence has a lot of alcohol in it. Like right, people don't realize that, but you're using a drop or two. So the bitters have alcohol to preserve the ingredients. There's a tiny bit of that in it, but it's under 0.5%.
Right, which means you can call it non-alcoholic. So, you know, I believe me, Lydia, I know you're not going to do anything that is not perfectly legal. So, but good to qualify that. Now, again, just so our listeners better understand, Lydia, for instance, in terms of the lavender bitters and soda, how does the lavender flavor get in there?
So basically we take our bitters batch, and that's very complex and complicated to make. It'll take us a couple of months to make a good batch of bitters. So there is other spices in it. Oh, by the way, I should mention that all our products list ingredients. So you can tell what's in it. We want you to know what you're consuming. So, you know, if you turn it around, you'll see what's in it. But the bitters has got some, it's got some chamomile, it's got a little bit of allspice, the lavender bitters. It's all of that to make a complex bitters formula anyway that's available, you know, in an 8-ounce jar as a regular cocktail product. We take that formula and then we add to thin it down, we add the water and then it goes through a canning line and there's CO2 added to it. It's, you know, and we do have this high-speed canning line, which you can see on the tour.
Ah, and definitely a little added attraction there because, as you say, you know, you're really a working facility. I think that gives us, in terms of Liddy, in terms of the bitters and soda line, I think we have a good overview of that. Now, more recently, are these two non-alcoholic cocktails that you have. Yeah. And I want you to give us the skinny on that as well as the flavor profile. But also, of course, the question is, at the end of the process, how does the alcohol get out of there? So I will let you proceed.
Okay, so you're right. So remember we mentioned that we have these two highballs, the gin and tonic and the rum and cola. So in the non-alcoholic line, we just call it the un-rum and cola and the un-gin and tonic. So, and the colors are different. You'll be able to spot the difference between the non-alcoholics and the alcoholic cocktail cans on a shelf. So because we're a working distillery, we really have an advantage. Isn't it funny that like you have two liquor makers making non-alcoholic things? I think about it, I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem with it.
Lydia, I think it's a tribute to you because you're recognizing the needs of what your audience is, what your customers want. So, you know, makes sense to me.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad. You know, it's not like I'm somehow turning my back on my
hardly. 17 years later, yeah, I don't think so.
More like I'm bringing that to the non-alcoholic side. So basically, like for the let's take the gin and tonic, we make our regular gin like as if we were going to make our gin and tonic, but then what we do is we boil it. You know, we keep boiling and boiling, and what happens is remember your high school science, alcohol boils out faster. So alcohol turns into a vapor quicker. So as we're boiling, that alcohol boils off, and what's left behind is a very flavorful liquid. So that's what we gather up and use as a base. So we actually start by making the alcohol, and we boil it off. And so that really gives us an enormous advantage to all a lot of the non-alcoholic products that are out there, is that we're actually making alcohol first and then de-alcoholizing it.
Got it. But definitely, as you were saying earlier, a pretty complex process. Now, you were also mentioning that in the unrum and cola and the rum cola that you do in the can, you're making the cola from scratch. Tell us a little bit more about that, because that's a pleasant surprise.
Oh, my gosh. We looked at so many recipes, and we actually, this is a long time ago now, we've been trying to make cola for a long time just because we try to amuse ourselves after work hours. Like we made all sorts of stuff at the distillery just for fun, right? Why not? Okay, so I remember once making the original Coca-Cola formula, which, of course, there's a recipe floating online. Who knows if it's real or not? But we threw our hat in the ring and made a batch with cola nuts and chufa nuts. And like there's another ingredient that I'm blanking on. But it's so we made this formula, and wow, it was the craziest thing. It tasted wonderful, but it made your heart beat like crazy. Well, that's not the one that we're making.
Yeah, no, I don't think you could put that one out there.
Okay, that was just for fun on the inside. But that taught us a lot of how to make a flavorful cola. So, you know, some of it is like, you know, wintergreen and there's some cola nut type flavor that we use, and cinnamon and nutmeg and lime. There's like a lot of little things that you need to do to make a cola. So that's, you know, we make that cola on the side and then put it together. But, you know, since it's just, Andy, it's just you, me, and your giant audience, I thought I'd tell you a secret of what makes our, how we get that bite, that feeling that you're having alcohol but you really aren't, how we put that into the product. Do you think we should just shoot the breeze and I should tell you how we do that?
If you can do it very briefly, Liddy, unfortunately, we're pressed up against the clock. But, you know, after that tease, we got to let you go.
Well, I use a little bit of cayenne pepper.
Ah.
So just a tiny bit to make it feel like you're having heat. You, it's unrecognizable, but in the back of your throat, you just feel that little thing. And that's part of one of the ingredients that we use to make a rum and cola taste like it's got alcohol in it.
Lydia,
other than the fabulous,
That's a wow. Product. Yeah, no. Definitely yeah. Intriguing. Lydia's, we need to say goodbye one more time on the website. Okay. And also in terms of where the distillery is located in downtown L.A., as we love to say, as you're starting to be able to do the tours again, great freeway access because you're literally right off the freeway. So please share that information with us if you would.
It's been lovely talking to you, Andy. So our website is greenbardistillery.com, and we are right off of that 10 freeway at the 5 interchange at Santa Fe. So that's Santa Fe exit. We're right in the Arts District at the very, very edge.
No, it's, you know, real easy to find, which everybody is concerned about. Ladies and gentlemen, entrepreneur and spirits person extraordinaire, Liddy Matthew, co-founder of Green Bar Distillery. And as Liddy was sharing, 17 years old at this point and still going strong and still being creative, a wonderful line of conventional spirits, including a tequila that is made in tequila, the only product that is not made here in Los Angeles because you can't call it tequila otherwise. And now this wonderful line of non-alcoholic spirits. One thing I forgot to ask you, Liddy, that we need to mention quickly, where is, in terms of retail, where can our guests find the Green Bar Distillery non-alcoholic cocktails? Important thing to share.
Oh, sure. You can find it at several higher-end grocery stores, including your neighborhood Whole Foods, but it's also in plenty of smaller liquor stores. And if you go to Italy, to buy odds and ends, they'll have some of that there too.
Couldn't be easier. Liddy, again, thanks for the time, and I look forward to getting in on one of the tours because I haven't been there since you've added the Ketting line, and I got to see that. So, again, great catching up with you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, Chef Andrew Gruhl, we're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.